Country Gold every Saturday morning with Mitch Williams on 104.9 KLMJ.
Hi, this is Pam Whipple at First Bank Hampton. Don't miss out. Lock in a high rate on our CD specials for a limited time. Watch your savings grow steadily with the security of a guaranteed return. Imagine the peace of mind that comes from knowing your hard-earned money is not only safe, but also working for you every single day. But remember, these exclusive offers won't last long. Whether you're planning for the future, building an emergency fund, or just looking for a smarter way to save, now is the perfect time to take action. Visit First Bank Hampton or give us a call today to secure your rate and start your journey towards a greater financial confidence. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Tracy Schreckengast, organizer for Golf for Autism, which is part of L's for Autism Golf Challenge, which is a nationwide thing. The 15th year of this golf tournament that they hold at Sheffield. This first started back in 2011. All proceeds from that golf tournament go toward the L's for Autism Golf Challenge. And Tracy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
Can you talk about how this all came about in 2011? Because you're part of a bigger branch, so to say, with the L's for Autism Golf Challenge. Tell us how this kind of got started here 14 years ago.
Yeah, again, we've been a part of the L's Golf Challenge since it started. We're one of the grassroots teams that's still participating. My brother-in-law, Steve Shepard, was a big Ernie Els fan, and his son was diagnosed with autism. About the same time, my nephew, Lucas Stanbrough, was diagnosed as well. And so we kind of jumped on board, didn't have any idea what we were doing, but knew the guys could golf and we could raise some money, and we took off from there.
Going back to 2011, to your last golf outing in June, have you seen probably a big turnout? Has it been growing and growing ever since you started in 2011?
Yeah, each year, if people golf in it, they literally want to golf every year in it. You know, you kind of have to do a little bit of a limit on how many you can have just to keep the flow going. We had 88 golfers this summer, and we're just about at $600,000 we've raised since it started in 2011.
Just your golf tournament?
Yeah, that's just our team, Golfing for Autism, Luke's Steps. We've raised $600,000, been number one in the nation four times, which is pretty cool for small town Iowa.
Do you know how many other teams approximately there are across the country with, you know, again, it's all part of the L's for Autism Golf Challenge. Do you know how many other teams there are besides, obviously, you guys there in Sheffield?
There's 15 different golf outings across the nation that raise money. I'd say there's probably 50 of them that actually really go hard at it to raise money. We usually battle with another team, the Tanner's team, which is out of Florida. So we banter back and forth throughout the year, and he keeps beating us lately.
And I guess you're still probably counting the funds from this year's tournament?
Correct. We have till September 30th as a deadline for fundraising, so we have the rest of this month to raise money for our team.
We were joined by Tracy Schreckengast, organizer of the Golf for Autism, that golf tournament held in June in Sheffield. That's part of the L's for Autism Golf Challenge. 15 years, and as she said, raised over $600,000 since it started here in Sheffield. And can you talk a little bit about what the funds are then used to go towards that? Tell us more about the L's for Autism Golf Challenge. I know it's after Ernie Els, the legendary golfer. You have to go back, though, during his heyday, but still, a lot of golf fans know his name. Tell us what kind of funds go toward then.
10 years ago, they opened the Els Center of Excellence, which is down in Jupiter, Florida. There's 300 students, upper and lower class, that are being taught school. You know, they learn how to, you know, the daily life of making beds, your kitchen work, your laundry. They're learning all those different aspects of life to take them onto their life skills. As become adults, 2 years ago, they opened the Adult Service Center. So as they transition into from high school, what do? So they opened an Adult Service Center. So they work with teaching them life skills, everything they need to know. There's a lot of places that are hiring, you know, different stores, clerks, cooking. They opened a little cafe at the school so they can learn how to cook. And then last week's kind of cool. They did a groundbreaking, first of its kind. It's a specialized autism-friendly recreation complex that includes a gym, therapeutic areas, a pool, a splash pad. They're going to teach, you know, water safety, which is big for children on the spectrum, to making sure they know the safety rules for when they're swimming and to be safe. So it's just something that they're really excited about getting that started. With the Jupiter Center, they help people nationwide. People can log in. There's a website, ELLS for Autism website, so they're able to utilize different aspects of the center and what they're learning and to help their own children and schooling systems.
So everybody knows around September when they come in, I'm the one, or last year as it was, my coworker gets blamed if they don't get their name drawn. We have five drawings here today, Tracy. First and foremost, our audience, we have five drawings. What are they all for?
Yes, five drawings, $500, $500, $500, $1,000, and $1,500 are the tickets that our family sells throughout the summer. So, yeah, I'm ready for Mitch to draw.
And ready for Mitch to get the blame if I don't draw someone's name. There's a lot of names in this. So the first is for $500. We'll start with $500. Let's see. And our first name on this is going to be Sherry Bogue.
Sheffield.
Very familiar name with the Relay for Life as well. Yep. So congratulations, Sherry.
Yep.
All right. You just let me know when you want to spin it again. I don't want to take blame for, I'm shuffling these around. I don't want people thinking I'm looking for names. Okay, next we have Mike Dornkamp, also from Sheffield. So that's another $500 drawing. Spin it, yes. Oh, lost some tickets. It seems like we're in Vegas in a casino here. Now, is this yours, Tracy?
No, this is, I have to thank the Franklin County Fair for letting us use this every year.
All right, some more drawings. Now, this is for the third $500 drawing, and this is going to be Ronnie Bear.
Ronnie Bear from Rockwell.
From Rockwell, okay. So the three winners of the $500 are Sherry Bogue, Mike Dornkamp, both from Sheffield, and Ronnie Bear of Rockwell. The next one will be for $1,000. And Tracy's got them nice and mixed up, and we'll draw another ticket. This is for $1,000. This will be to Megan Helm.
Megan Helm. She'd be up by Forest City area.
All right.
Or Lake Mills.
Somewhere northwest of here. And then finally, this is a grand drawing for $1,500. Now, remember, if I do draw your name, and you happen to be so inclined to pitch into a Mitch fund, for example, feel free to donate 20% of your proceeds. And by donate, I mean I will not refund it. So this is for the $1,500. So we are mixing it here, going for the $1,500. And the last drawing of $1,500, like I said, you want a small proceed to the guy giving you the winnings, you go right ahead.
Clear Lake Boats in Clear Lake, Iowa.
Must be a group of golfers there that all pitched in, so that's the $1,500 ticket. So again, a congratulations to Sherry Bogue, Mike Dornkamp, and Ronnie Bear for the $500. The $1,000 was Megan Helm, and the Clear Lake Boats were $1,500 winners. So again, joined by Tracy Schreckengoss with the Golf for Autism as we recap their outing in June. As she said, they have raised over $600,000 for the ELLS for Autism Golf Challenge. About 15 other teams across the country help out with raising money for that. And Tracy, before I let you go today, anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to do a shout out to our sponsors. We can't do this alone. It takes all the golfers at golf and our sponsors throughout the year. We have gold sponsors, Dan and Jeanne Dolan, Corporate Farmer, Central Park Dentistry, IMT, First Gabrielson, Larson Heating and Plumbing, Clear Lake Boats, River Valley, Dean Snyder Construction, Seatsma Family Monument, Seatsma Atkinson Funeral, Latham High Tech Seeds, North Iowa Golf, Mary Sugup Foundation, and our other sponsors are Lois Neiman, Stephen Renee Denny, Stadheim Jewelers, Laddie's Bar and Grill, Butch Grilke, CJ's Auto Service, KLMJ Radio for allowing us every year to do this, Black 10 in Sheffield, Richstone Golf Club, and Mark Steinhardt helps us with food every year. The last thing I'd like to add, if Dad was here, he would be waiting very impatiently right now to find out who all the winners are for today's drawing. We love this drawing and seeing who wins each year. We kind of have a battle to see who can sell the most tickets. Autism and the ELLS Center is something that's been very special to his heart. He loves giving, that's educating so many people, and that he's had the opportunity to meet and golf with some amazing people over the years. Just want to thank you guys all again for our continued support and believing in the passion that we have for autism.
Well, Tracy, thanks a lot for joining us. Hope I don't get too much slack for not drawing someone's name, but at least those five people won't be mad at me, and I look forward to next year.
Thank you very much for having us.
Tracy Schreckengast, today's guest on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Ready to watch your savings heat up? At First Bank Hampton, our sizzling CD rates are blazing hot, but they won't last long. Lock in a high-yield certificate of deposit and let your money work while you relax in the sun. This limited-time offer is burning bright. Don't miss your chance to earn more. Visit our website today to see the latest sizzling rates or call us for all details. Turn up the heat on your savings with First Bank Hampton, where your future is looking brighter than ever. Member FDIC.